President Obama's administration is still pushing to raise the federal minimum wage. In the meantime, there are many minimum wages. In addition to the existing federal minimum, some states have their own, and even some cities do. It's a patchwork of minimum wages across the map. And we're going next to a shopping mall that sits on two different patches at once. Here's Steve Henn with NPR's Planet Money team.
The Valley Fair Mall straddles two different cities. One side is in Santa Clara, but walk a few feet down the mall and you're in a different city, San Jose. In 2012, San Jose voted to raise its minimum wage from $8 to $10 an hour. And this caused some problems.
Right when it changed, we lost about a good five good employees.
This is Philip Sandigo, a shoe store manager here at the Shoe Palace on the $8 side of the mall. He lost about half of his staff in just a couple months, and they didn't go far. There were shoe stores on the other side of the mall paying $2 an hour more.
They just up and were like, see ya, we like you, but
no,
sorry.
We love you, but, and I understand it, you know, nothing you could do. They paid $2 more, so an hour, so that's a big difference. So I really couldn't blame them. I didn't get mad, I just said, okay, good luck.
He asked the store owners if he could raise wages, and they said no. 2 years later, it's still a struggle to hire new employees.
We get the bottom of the barrel here. And you could tell right off the bat. They come in, one kid came in high the other day, you know, drugs. You just, those are the kids you get.
It's awkward as he's saying this because standing right next to us is one of his employees, Lamar Gardner. So I ask him, did he know when he took this job that stores at the other side of the mall paid more?
Yeah, he did tell me that. But they wasn't looking, he was looking, so I got it right here.
Yeah. Have you thought about just, you know, checking out what jobs are open over there?
Not at the moment, no. I'm fine.
You say in front of your manager?
Lamar says he stays because the Shoe Palace is willing to work around his schedule. They're flexible. And that's really one of the only things the store manager here can offer to keep his workers. On the other side of the mall, they have a different set of problems.
Hi, welcome to Wetzel Pretzel. How can I help you?
At Wetzel Pretzels on the San Jose side, suddenly they had to pay their lowest wage workers more. A bunch more, initially close to $2 an hour more. That's 25%. And that's great if you work here, not so much if you own the place.
My name is Yvonne Rizak, and I am the owner of 6 Wetzel's Pretzels in California.
Figuring out how to pay her San Jose workers more was a challenge. One option was to somehow sell more pretzels.
And that's how I view everything that I buy and everything to. How many pretzels do I have to sell to pay for this?
Yvonne did the math. And it came to a lot of pretzels, 250 or 300 more pretzels every pay period, every 2 weeks.
Now, I don't sell 250, 300 pretzels more magically just because the minimum wage went up.
Yvonne could cut staff, but she figured that would lead to long lines and she'd lose sales. She could hike pretzel prices, but there's competition in this mall. There's another pretzel shop. And the pretzel business is brutal. I asked Yvonne if she keeps a close eye on the competition's prices, and she whips out her cell phone, pulls up a picture of her competitor's menu, complete with that day's prices. In the end, Yvonne raised her prices a little bit and realized she'd have to live with less profit. As it turns out, this affected her workers too. Yvonne has a policy of paying bonuses every year. Every year, she gives 15% of her profits back to employees.
And it's funny because I just did bonus checks and usually people are so thrilled, but
not this year. Bonuses were smaller. Yvonne's had to remind her employees the bonuses she pays are based on profits. Profits which are smaller because she's already paying them more. Yvonne says she's fine raising the minimum wage. She just wishes it was the same everywhere, across this mall, across California, even across the entire country. But since 2012, here, the opposites happen. The minimum wage rates in this mall have changed again. Actually, twice. Once on the Santa Clara side, and then again in San Jose. Steve Henn, NPR News.